Oh, yeah, that's called the Martian Hop, and that's the Martian Hop, and that is done by the Randells.
Here's the WJBK Sport News Report.
And now the latest report from WJBK, AM and FM in Detroit. The Tigers will return to action tonight against the White Sox in Chicago, and at the halfway mark of the season, the Tigers have garnered a 35-47 one-loss record. On the mound for Detroit tonight will be Hank Gary. Californian Phil Rogers is the leader at the halfway mark of the British Open with a 135 score. Australian Peter Thomson is one stroke behind Rogers, and Jack Nicklaus is three strokes off the pace. Arnold Palmer is 12 strokes behind with a 147 total. Four other Americans, including Doug Sanders, failed to qualify for tomorrow's final rounds. Race car driver Eddie Sachs said in Detroit today he'll be taking a crack at piloting hydroplanes this summer. Sachs, one of the better-known drivers in the Indianapolis 500, will go to school tomorrow to familiarize himself with Jack Schaefer's boat, Such Crust. Sachs will take the boat out in the Detroit River tomorrow for his first run. Schaefer says he hopes Sachs will be ready to drive the boat in the Diamond Cup race in Idaho at the end of this month. And Yankee slugger Roger Maris is expected to be sidelined at least 10 days. Maris will undergo minor surgery in New York tomorrow. And that's the sports to the moment.
WJBK Sports. WJBK News. WJBK Sports. WJBK News.
It's 81 degrees in Detroit. Here are the Kingpins, and it won't be this way always.
Darling, it won't be this way.
And that's by the Kingpins, and they hail from Chicago.
Now, from Gulf comes the greatest improvement in Gulf tire history. It's the big tire news of the year. Yes, from Gulf comes a dramatic new rubber compound called Gulflex. And now, all Gulf tires are made with this amazing new rubber. Gulf tires with Gulflex rubber run cool, ride safe, give thousands of extra miles of wear, cost less per mile than ever before. Golflex, the new super mileage rubber made from petroleum, adds more strength, more safety, more resistance to heat buildup, and more miles of wear. It's golf's new rubber compound that makes golf tires better than ever.
See your good golf dealer.
This weekend, see your golf dealer for a set of golf tires with the new Golflex rubber. He has the size and grade of tire just right for the kind of driving you do.
Go golf!
Okay, let's go for the weather forecast right now on the Robert E. Lee Spree. Fair and mild tonight with a low near 60. Friday, mostly sunny, continued warm, and a high tomorrow near 85. Right now, winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. Humidity is 32%, and the present temperature in Robert E. Lee land is now 81, swinging Lee Grease. 9 minutes before 6 o'clock right now. And, by the way, later on, Terry Knight will be along on the Jack the Bellboy show. And incidentally, I want to tell you a little bit about Terry. You know, Terry, it was very self-conscious back in the days when he was in high school. Now, that wasn't too long ago. But anyway, he was very self-conscious. In fact, you know, he had to give up football because every time that the team got into a huddle, he always thought they were talking about him. You know.
Grown-ups do it.
Teenagers do it. Even 50-50 kids do it.
WJBK. All right, friends, don't take me seriously. I was just being serious there. No. 8.5 away from 6 right now. And have you heard about the beer can with a built-in opener? It's Old Milwaukee's Tap Top. Ask for Old Milwaukee in the new Tap Top can.
School is out. Come on, let's go. Come on, baby, let's hit that road.
We're going down to the shore just like we did once before. Cause there's no school anymore. So baby, meet me at the shore. We're going down to the shore just like we did once before. Cause there's no school anymore. So baby, meet me at the shore.
Baby, meet me at the shore, and that's by Johnny Caswell here on Radio 15, 6 away from 6 right now, the Fender Bender Bumper Jumper time, and 81 degrees, still the temperature out there. And you know, friends, what with Congress planning to have coins minted in, you know, new denominations, it wouldn't be great. I think they ought to include a handy 98-cent one for women shoppers, don't you?
Live with WJBK, the happiest sound in town.
Radio 15, WJBK.
You don't think that'd be a good idea, huh? All right.
For your Michigan bank, Alex Dreyer.
With the cost of living at an all-time high, nobody can afford to keep his savings where it doesn't earn the highest possible interest. Yet you'd be amazed how many people are not earning top dollar. So where do you get the most for your money without worrying about interest rates? You get it at Michigan Bank. Michigan Bank pays 4%. on all regular saving account balances on deposit 12 months. 3.5% on amounts for shorter periods. What's more, interest is computed, compounded, and paid 4 times a year, and no minimum balance is required. All accounts are insured to $10,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Can you beat it? No, you can't. Just bank where the smart money goes, where it earns the most, 4%, and that's at Michigan Bank. For your extra convenience, all offices are open till 4:30 every weekday, including Saturdays. Alex Dreyer for Michigan Bank.
Here are the Olympics now. Going to swing away here on JBK. Dancing Holiday.
I can't forget the way we dance. The bongo band, the way we dance. The music played and never stopped. But when we were at the red hot, we did the limbo beneath the moon. But as I looked and looked at you, we tried to walk down and over. The afternoon song we heard, we had a dance and a holiday. We had a dance and a holiday. We had a
Dancing Holiday sound. Boy, this is becoming a giant of a sound in our town, and that is done by the Olympics here on Radio 15. Here's Les McCann. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Look out. Drove it. Work. McCann right there, and that is a swinging instrumental sound, and that's called The Gospel Truth. Right now, the news headlines are next with good guy Alan Thayer standing by to tell all, and then I'll be back in five with a rebel yell and also number one in Detroit, the Four Seasons. Marlena by the Four Seasons. Coming up in five with that rebel yell. Robert E. Lee is swinging daddy with Ian the Sound till seven. A lot of other groovy jams, too. Some brand new ones, some big hot ones, some oldie flashbacks, all with your name on them. Be right back. Don't go way there.
Chevrolet presents Bob Crosby and the Bobcats with See the USA.
Now, Now's an especially good time to choose your new car from the four entirely different kinds of cars by Chevrolet, the smartest make you'll ever move. See them now during trade and travel time at your Chevrolet dealers.
And this is WJVK, AM and FM Detroit, Michigan, serving this area for 37 years. At the tone, the National Bureau of Standards time will be on the button exactly 6 o'clock.
WJBK Headline News.
This is Alan Thayer reporting on the Radio 15 Newsline, brought to you by your nearby Food Fair Market. Detroit Police Headquarters will be picketed by three Negro organizations this weekend to protest the fatal shooting of a 24-year-old Negro woman by Patrolman Theodore Speicher. The three groups are the Detroit Council for Human Rights, the Group on Advanced Leadership, and the Detroit Chapter of Freedom. The moves are apparently sparked by yesterday's call for a reopening of the police investigation into the shooting. Arthur Johnson, executive secretary of the Detroit chapter of the NAACP, issued the call yesterday. The entire incident began last Friday when Patrolman Speicher shot 24-year-old Cynthia Scott. The woman had slashed the officer with a knife and then ran when he attempted to arrest her. Speicher has been exonerated of criminal negligence following a police investigation. Fire trucks have returned from fighting a four-alarm fire at an abandoned gas station on M218 at Keego Harbor. A highway crew was ripping out the old station today to widen the road into four lanes. They were filling the old gas tanks with water when an air compressor turned on and caused an explosion in the gas storage tank. Two highwaymen were slightly injured in the blast and were treated and released from a Pontiac hospital. The blaze roared out of control for 3 hours as it burned the front of the building and then spread to a paint storage room in the basement. After members of Detroit's Common Council today expressed resistance to the State Highway Commission's plans for a new Jeffries Freeway on Detroit's west side, News Director Bob King talked with Irv Rubin, Administrative Assistant to the State Highway Commissioner.
Would you judge from the reaction of Detroit Common Council that they are against the idea of any future freeways in the city of Detroit?